Hey there, welcome back. I'm your host, and today we're diving into an exciting topic. 5. AI background removal tricks that can save you hours of work in 2025. If you've ever spent ages manually cutting out backgrounds from images, you're going to love what's coming up. Imagine being able to reduce editing time by up to 90%, with results coming in under 10 seconds per image. Sounds incredible, right? So let's get into it. First off, let's talk about what's new in the world of AI background removal. In 2025, we're seeing three major shifts: speed, scale, and precision. Speed is pretty straightforward. Average processing times are now under 10 seconds per image, compared to the 15 plus minutes it used to take for manual masking. That's a game changer. But what about scale? Batch image processing is now capable of handling up to 3,000 images in one go, finishing it all in under 2 hours. Just think about that. What used to take a full week of work can now be accomplished in a couple of hours. And then there's precision. With advanced edge refinement tools and manual brush controls, we're hitting 95% accuracy on tricky subjects like hair and semi-transparency. It's a real leap forward. And speaking of tools, there are a few that keep coming up in creator circles. iArty Image Matting is celebrated for its high-resolution output, sharp hair edges. Then there's Without BG, which is a popular open-source option for teams focusing on privacy and customization. Plus, all-in-one platforms like OneMin.ai are integrating background removal into broader workflows. Now let's get practical. One of the best tricks to save hours is batching. Creators and e-commerce teams love it because it transforms a 20-hour product shoot into a manageable 2-hour task. But here's a crucial point. You've got to prep your assets properly. Consistent framing, even lighting, and a neutral backdrop will help minimize those pesky edge issues. Keeping subject exposure slightly brighter than the background enhances separation, making it easier for the AI to do its thing. If you're processing thousands of images, it's smart to segment by category. Think people, shiny products, fabrics, and pets. Each group has its unique edge behaviors, and many tools let you save presets for different categories. It might not sound glamorous, but it's certainly more efficient than fixing 200 halos on water bottles mixed with low-contrast hoodies. Another key point is your output format. PNGs work well for transparent backgrounds, while TIFFs are great for print workflows. Always inspect your work at 100% zoom before processing the full batch. It's the best way to prevent subtle issues from creeping into your final product. Now, let's move on to edge refinement. If you've ever tried to remove backgrounds from hair, fur, or glass, you know it can be tricky. The secret? First, let the AI do its magic. Then refine those edges with tools that allow you to recover wisps of hair or fur. Using alpha curve controls can help bring back those near-transparent edges without muddying your background. For portraits, zooming in and using a hair recovery brush can make a world of difference. And remember, when dealing with transparent objects, it's not just about cutting edges. You want to imply how light interacts with them. If your tool lets you sample background colors, use that feature to maintain a realistic look. A subtle inner shadow or gradient can help add depth, especially on flat backgrounds. Now let's chat about high-resolution exports. In 2025, we can achieve cutouts up to 10K resolution with 2x upscaling, which opens up a lot of possibilities for print and large displays without the risk of soft edges. It's essential to keep a print master at the largest needed size and downsize for the web later on to prevent multiple rounds of compression that can degrade quality. But cost is another reality we can't overlook.